Feeling really fly to right now.
It's time for you to earn your stripes, Johnny.
Take the money and run.
That was so hard. You can't die. You cheater. You can't die.
This is a wild game of survival. This is a wild game of survival.
So, how we want to do this.
Here we are.
Here we are. We are live coming here with a brand new Sir the Pod podcast show. I'm your host, Trevor. Tonight we are joined by Alex. Alex, how are you doing today?
Yo, yo, yo.
And we are here, episode 3.0125 All Stars. Here we go. We're here. I mean, this is just. It's sad. I this podcast will be the shortest podcast in Stir the Pod history tonight. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed. I don't think I've ever been more let down. I don't think I've ever been more shocked than what we saw tonight.
Yeah, there's really nothing we can compare it to. I mean, we said that we wanted to do these recaps because Tony was back, first time in 5 years or however long it's been. And, you know, we've recapped, what, dozens, hundreds of bad episodes, episodes that suck, and even episodes that are good, but we see our fan favorites go home. This was unlike any of those because we saw our favorite guy, the reason behind this podcast, go home 5 minutes into the episode.
5 minutes into this episode. We didn't even get to the daily. I mean, Alex, we went through 1 week. And we couldn't even make it to week two. I mean,
we had a good, fun time last week. We got through two episodes.
Alex, I got to stop you. Enough with the dog toys. What is going on with Wrigley back there?
All right, we're fine. We're fine. That was me.
I mean, Squeakers McGee.
Mikey the Doctor brings up a great point. This is twice that Tony has gone home because of his brother Shane. Tony, he fucking went home tonight. This sucks. We were talking last week about how, you know, what happens if Tony gets 7 episodes in when we feel like we're close to the finish line? Do we just power it through? No. We got through 3 episodes, 2 weeks, and no elimination loss for him or anything. It was just a fucking phone call.
We talked about 7 episodes last week. He didn't even make it 7 minutes. I mean, this is just... Oh, my God, Alex. I don't know. And to be completely honest with Ryan McCord, Mike the Doctor, the entire chat, everybody listening, as soon as I saw tonight that went home, I turned the episode off. Didn't even watch it. I know Alex finished the episode. He is the real OG. I'm not. After seeing Tony left, if we play the clip from what I said, I would watch the entire Challenge All-Stars from start to finish if Tony was on the entire season. As soon as Tony left, I would give up. Here we are. I quit 6 minutes and 35 seconds into tonight's episode.
Yeah, this is, I mean, like we said, we've never had something like this happen before. Usually when somebody like I was expecting for the day when it came, Tony would lose an elimination and there would be like 45 minutes worth of foreshadowing.
I mean, we didn't even have 45 minutes. We didn't have 30 minutes. We didn't even have 10 minutes of time to talk about. You want to know about tonight's episode? Here's what I got for you. We start out the house. We see the classic foreshadowing of Laurel. We see a classic of Cam and Leroy talking to their child back home. And that's all we got. And then we get straight to the phone call. That's all we got. I don't know what else to talk about tonight. I'm stunned. Shocked. I'm pissed.
I'm speechless. I'm without speech.
I think Fenway in Alex's background noise has spoken more words tonight than him. I mean, this is just absurd.
I think we wrap it there.
I think we get straight to MVP, LVP. Alex, MVP tonight. Actually, no. We got to keep it on the tracks exactly how we've done it forever.
Okay.
MVP, LVP. Chat, you guys know what to do. Whatever the chat says, we'll give the order. I mean, it's just one of those moments where you are sitting there, and they didn't even do it justice. 6 minutes into tonight's episode. I mean, come on. Come on. I'm pissed. I'm so mad.
Usually,
what sucks, Alex, this isn't even really a season, and I care so much right now. And that's what sucks. I was hyped to see Tony Reigns back on the fucking challenge. And we sat here last week saying, you know what? I think I could stick this entire season out. If Tony stays around, you know, flies under the radar like he's been doing, hell, he won last week's daily, he could kind of glide to the finale, right? Here we are, 6 minutes into the GG, Buffon, bye-bye. And it's just like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, usually every few seasons you get this, you know, phone call from back home, my grandma's not doing well, that type of thing. But it's usually like a scrub. It's usually like someone that we don't care to leave, that's leaving episode 3-4. This was the one guy, one person on the entire cast that we could not afford to lose, and he's gone.
No. I mean, like we said, we are going to record this podcast, Challenge All-Stars, from start to finish with Tony Reigns. He's gone. This is it. GG's. I'm out. I might just end it now. Not even MVP, LVP. But MVP, LVP, Ryan McCord writes, Trev, Alex, my MVP's tough tonight. I mean, I think my MVP tonight, I don't know. I was about to say, like, episode's less than 10 minutes, so we can have our time back, but I can't even give that. My MVP tonight is going to be the chat for being with us through, I mean, think about this, Alex, you know, sorry to interrupt. We are seven minutes into this podcast right now. We have been around longer than Tony Reigns. Congratulations. That's
true. Yeah.
Congratulations, Alex. But my MVP is going to be the chat for sticking around. They knew what we were in for. We said as soon as Tony Reigns was in, we're out. So my MVP is the chat. Alex, who you got, MVP?
My MVP is going to be – God, that's tough. I'm gonna say the viewers.
Oh, come on.
And the reason why is because even though tonight sucks, we did get, I can't even say 2.5 episodes. We got 2.05 episodes of Tony, which is more than we have had in the past 5 years, half a decade, since we've been doing our 5 year season recap, whatever. So like we at least got something. It fucking sucks the way it ended. And maybe we'll get into that for my LVP. But like Tony Time said, you got to set your clocks back. Maybe All-Stars 5, I think, is the most likely thing. It just sucks seeing this in this way, but I'm going to go MVP the viewers. Cherish the time that we had together.
LVP, Alex, who you got?
My LVP, this is pretty easy. I'm going to go with Shane Reigns.
Great pick. Great pick.
He's the reason Tony left. He's the reason we're all pissed here. He's the reason the pod is ending. So I'm going to go with Shane.
Great pick. Great pick.
Thank you.
I love how in the chat, too, Ryan McCord writes, and what kind of substitution is Cyrus for Tony? Had no idea Cyrus was even the alternate. So thanks for the spoiler. Don't even care. Don't even know what happened tonight. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. My LVP tonight is going to be Trev's liver. I'm about to just drink away the night because this was terrible. I can't believe we lost Tony, and I think the only way to cope with it is to have a few drinks for him. I'll have to pour one out. I mean, this is not the way I wanted to do it, Alex. Six minutes in a goddamn episode. I mean, this is just absurd.
Do we think Tony may have episode one time frame? Do we think he maybe saw Avery out by the pool and realized that he needed to just get out of that house before?
What are you crackling right now?
Before it was too late.
No. Honestly, maybe. I mean, Avery was looking bad.
She was. That's what I'm going to miss.
God, I'm going to miss doing these recaps just to see her on my screen, honestly. I mean, did she have any good shots throughout tonight's episode?
Not as much as we'd expect.
I mean, Fenway agrees. I heard that little roof roof. God. So, anything else? Are we done? I mean, like we said, we literally said 2.5 years ago, start to finish of Tony Raines. He lasted 5 minutes tonight.
Yeah, we're done, right? We are done. And if any of our listeners are mad at us, it's we like you said, we set the rules. If Tony had not done this, if he had been back next episode, the week after that, we would have kept fucking going. We would have rode this season out. And it didn't happen. So it is what it is. We are out.
Nature of the beast. I will say, before we wrap up tonight, Alex and I have talked about the future of Stir the Pod. And there's no going to be an off season. We're still going to be producing content. So just be on the lookout. Legends tours, Mount Rushmores. We have stuff planned already, ready to go. So, Mikey, you can hang on. It's not going to be a long off season. We're back. Don't worry. I don't know about every week, but there will be content throughout the summer. So get excited. Anything else from tonight, Alex?
I don't think so. I mean, like you said, we're back into kind of off season mode now. We were in off season mode with the recap, but like we were looking forward to kind of being in like a spring training type of mode here with All-Stars 4. And now that's just over. So like you said, you know, we won't do every week, but like we will absolutely before season 40 comes on, we'll have plenty of off-season Mount Rushmores, deep dives, all of that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. Chat, I love you guys. McCord, Mikey the Doctor, all y'all, I love you guys. It's just, you know, we got to take pride in what we do. And, you know, we're men of our word, and here we are. So. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Stir the Pod, Instagram, Stir_the_pod. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Ciao, Duffy. Bye-bye.
Love you guys.